This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescue crews are continuing the effort to try to help survivors after a fire swept through a coronavirus ward in southern Iraq late Monday. It killed at least 50 people and injured dozens more. The official said all those who died suffered severe burns during the blaze at the Al Hussein Teaching Hospital in the southern city of Nasiriyah. The official said that the fire was caused by an electric short circuit, but they didn't provide any more details. The Biden administration is renewing genocide allegations against China for repression of Uyghur Muslims and other minorities in the northwest Xinjiang region. It's also warning Eritrea, Ethiopia, Myanmar, and South Sudan of possible further sanctions for ethnic cleansing and conflicts they are involved in. The administration sent the messages in Monday's release of the State Department's annual report to Congress on genocide and atrocities prevention. The report says the U.S. continues to believe that China's actions against the Uyghurs constitutes a genocide. That finding was first announced by former President Donald Trump's administration, as was a determination that Myanmar was engaged in ethnic cleansing against Rohingya Muslims in northern Rakhine State. U.S. President Biden is calling protests in Cuba remarkable and a clarion call for freedom as he praises thousands of Cubans who took to the streets of the island to protest food shortages and high prices and the coronavirus crisis. The demonstrations marked one of the biggest Cuban anti-government displays in recent memory.